The founding fathers of America gave us a constitutional republic. In the history of the country, what happened recently when a former president, that is Donald J. Trump, who's also a future candidate for the presidency, was actually arrested. He was arraigned. He was indicted. So the question is, have we in any way passed the Rubicon? We're going to talk about this right now with Scott Powell, who is a senior fellow with the Discovery Institute. He's also the author of an important book about America's Christian heritage. It's called Rediscovering America. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and this is Vocal Point. Scott, welcome back to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Jerry.
Sure. Okay, so go ahead and comment on the recent arraignment of former President Donald J. Trump.
Well, of course, this is this latest arraignment. He actually finessed getting arrested by flying to New York and turning himself in, if you will, facing the arraignment. I mean, he has nothing to hide. It's a very weak case. But I think it's good for the listeners to remember what Donald Trump has been through. First of all, there was an operation to interfere with his campaign, or at least to get a great deal of intelligence regarding his campaign, even before he was elected. I think before the nomination, but in any case, he faced persecution right from the beginning. We know that within weeks of his administration, he was in trouble with Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn has been exonerated. He then faced the Mueller investigation for 2 years on the so-called Russian collusion with Russia accusation. That turned out to be a false and empty allegation. They did a thorough investigation. He was exonerated. Then, because of a conversation with the Ukraine leader, he was then impeached for that conversation. That impeachment went nowhere. And then he faced, in the latter part of his administration, really right before his administration ended and was passed on to the Biden administration, he faced another impeachment. Donald Trump has been more persecuted than any other president in American history by many fold, really. And what I think this tells us more about the enemy, if you will, the persecutors, and how desperate and corrupt they are. It tells us more about them than it does about the so-called the empty crimes that Donald Trump has committed. He's a remarkable man. He's very different. He's an outsider. He's not he's cut from different cloth. Nobody owns him. He's a successful, independent, commercial real estate developer from New York. He has a New York persona and style. I think most people are used to that and can accept that. But what he did when he was in office was really very beneficial to the American people. And now the American people can see the contrast between what they had in the Trump 4 years and what they now have under the Biden administration. And the contrast couldn't be greater. And we are in very deep trouble now with a corrupt Biden administration.
Okay, wow. We could go this, virtually any direction you want. But let's, how about a comment about the founding fathers of America? Because I know you respect them very much and feel that they were very wise. And I do, too. I think they gave us a unique type of circumstance. And I know that you're probably uncomfortable, as I am, and maybe some of the listeners, with some of the, the crudeness around the edges of Trump and the tweets and things like that. But still, in the big picture of things, it's not good what they have done to Trump. What do you think the founding fathers would think about this kind of scenario where political enemies are being treated like this? This is almost like a banana republic type situation, not, the United States of America.
We are in a banana republic now. I believe we are. I believe that we are no longer a country of equal justice under the law. We are no longer a country upholding the Constitution and the rule of law that is articulated in the Constitution, particularly in the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment, are all being violated. And, you know, the reason that they're going after Trump is that he is seen being an outsider, being a righteous man, really. He has that quality about him. They are afraid that should Donald Trump take power again, that he is going to correct the unequal justice of law and probably have some people held accountable for their crimes. And there are many crimes. There are many people involved in many crimes, that he would be a corrective to the corrupt trajectory of America. We have to recognize as American people that we have a class of people now that are controlling our country that are benefiting from their corruption. Just take, for instance, the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal is a hoax. We don't have a crisis on planet Earth because of too much CO2. But they create narratives that then fuel an agenda that gets sold to naive people who don't know science very well. And they seek to benefit economically from this. Look at Al Gore. Look at many of these people. They've made enormous sums of money from politics. And the real way of building wealth is through a market system where merit is rewarded, where the best ideas triumph, and it isn't political. When you have political corruption working in the economy, you have the recipe for misallocation of resources and poverty for the masses. The rich will get richer because they're controlling the show, but the rest of us, our lives tend to get worse off. So Trump is a self-made man, and he's very direct. And I think that's a breath of fresh air should be, and it is for so many Americans. The reason he's so popular is that he is direct, that he's open, he's candid. He speaks like people, like the average people speak. And yes, one could criticize that maybe being the president, he might avoid certain things. But I think we're beyond that now. Americans are really worried that they're going to lose their country, and they need a courageous leader. And they find a lot of courage and a lot of sort of righteousness and determination to restore America's greatness. I mean, the Make America Great Again is a very popular slogan because we all recognize that we were once great and we're no longer great. And why can't we get that back? And Trump has pledged his whole political career to doing just that. And he accomplished a lot in 4 years. But of course, he was taken out. And I believe he was taken out through vote fraud. And we've got an illegitimate president who's compromised by the Chinese. I mean, it's unbelievable where we are as an American nation. We are a banana republic that no longer is following the rule of law. And it seems as though a lot of the elites, what all of this should be a sort of instructive, a wake-up call to the American people, is how deep and broad the corruption in our country is in and around government.
Okay, what would be your comment to those who would say, okay, there's no way Trump should ever be back in the White House? Look at January 6th.
January 6th was one more hoax, really. Trump called people to Washington because he saw this as the last time for the American people to speak up and if you will, put pressure on the system to follow what the system can do. Certification of fraudulent votes should not happen. And all that really needed to happen in that January 6th congressional meeting was there to be courage with enough people to say, you know, there's enough questions in some of these states that we really should send it back to those states and be sure that we have certified votes, and then we'll vote on it.
Okay, but surely you wouldn't defend the crowds that broke windows, you know, in the Capitol building, or, you know, smashed things.
Those people were not patriots for the most part, Jerry. Those people were They were part of Antifa. They were part of plants within the Trump, you know, within the Patriots were people.
Okay, well, let me stop you. I'm not sure how much of that's been proven or not proven yet. However, I will say this. It's my understanding that they knew there would be some bad things possibly happening on January 6th. And Trump even asked, as I understand it, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, to make sure the National Guard were there on hand, you know, to protect, you know, anything in case it got out of hand. And she said no. She refused to do that. So there was kind of there's a lot of questions, you know, and I am so grateful that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, did allow Tucker Carlson to have access to the footage. And Carlson was showing some amazing things about the January 6th, you know, adding credence to what you said earlier that, no, you know, a lot of January 6th was a hoax.
Yeah, that's right. Look, it doesn't take a lot of intelligence to recognize that was a wonderful opportunity to turn the January 6th peaceful political protest into a media event that could be portrayed as an insurrection. And they did it.
Well, and furthermore, you were talking about the double standard as far as legal. There are a lot of people, the January 6th criminals or whatever, who've never had their day in court. And they're, you know, aren't there some constitutional provisions where you're supposed to be allowed a speedy trial or something like that? And these people haven't even been, they've been held, but they haven't necessarily even been told what their particular case against them is and so forth. So there is a double standard. There's no question about that.
Let me remind your listeners of what the Fifth Amendment in the Bill of Rights says. It says that there's no holding without presentment or indictment of a grand jury. In other words, you can't hold people without charges, without an indictment of the grand jury.
Is that what they mean by habeas corpus? In other words, holding the body?
Yeah, holding the person in custody. The Sixth Amendment reads the right to a speedy trial and that the accused is informed of the nature and cause of the accusation. That amendment's being violated.
Well, I think part of the whole problem here, Scott, is that we face such a hostile media and they inform the narrative for the most part. And a lot of people believe, you know, whatever they're going to hear on the mainstream news. And by the way, we have about 1 minute left to summarize.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the mainstream news has lost a huge amount of credibility. I don't think that many people are taking their cues from the mainstream media any longer. Because the mainstream media
has
pushed so many hoaxes and so many lies that it's lost the trust of the American people. There's plenty of alternative media out there, and some of it's what we call in the major media. I mean, Newsmax does a pretty good job. I think Tucker Carlson is excellent. Mark Levin is excellent on Fox. There is an anti-Trump bias at Fox. That's pretty apparent, but, if you're selective, you can figure out a great deal about what's going on. But you've got to work at it because you're not going to be spoon-fed everything. You've got to do your own research. But there are so many sources today in the alternative media. It's just incredible how rich it is.
All right. We have 20 seconds left. Go ahead and close this out about the Trump indictment, arraignment.
Well, as I said, the Trump arraignment, this is unprecedented in the history of our country. Trump is no longer the president. He's out of office. He's been out of office for more than 2 years. This charge that he's been arraigned on has already been adjudicated previously. It was adjudicated by prosecutors recognizing that it was a very weak case, and they chose not to prosecute.
All right, Scott, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us. Discovery.org for more information.